Proclamation number 6633, dated the September 1st, 1956. Earthly limitations can be exceeded by spiritual means. The limitations you imagine yourselves to have were not imposed on you by me. You are not as limited as you believe yourselves to be, because you can always achieve by spiritual means what appears to be unattainable in an earthly manner. But you have to take this spiritual path of your own free will. It is closed to those who are unable to muster the will to establish spiritual contact with me. Thus, they are restricted, both in regards to their knowledge as well as their strength. Yet, again, they were not created by me as they are at present. Instead, they placed themselves into this imperfect state, which is therefore also a state of limitation. No person should ever say such words as, "No one can know that." Single quote, or, "No person will ever be able to fathom that." Single quote, for these words merely prove that he has not established a heartfelt bond with me. They demonstrate that the spiritual state of such people is still low, that they have not done anything yet in order to attain light, to attain realization. As long as the human being is still living in sin on earth, as long as he has not been redeemed by Jesus Christ from the original sin which caused his darkness of spirit, he cannot become enlightened. But once the redemption through Jesus Christ has taken place, my spirit's working in the person becomes possible, and then all boundaries fall away. Then my spirit will provide him with a knowledge which his intellect alone cannot give to him. But he can also achieve greater things than his still worldly fellow human beings. He can indeed possess strength in abundance, and contrary to his humanly natural ability, achieve feats which likewise demonstrate that the limitations can be exceeded. Yet only a few people acquire light and strength by spiritual means. Only a few people exceed the natural boundaries, even though all people would be able to do so. For the limited state is merely the state of imperfection which, however, could be changed by people at any time were they willing to do so. The fact that so little true knowledge can be found on earth, that people speak so absolutely convinced of the limitation of their knowledge and the limitation of their strength, merely proves the degree of their imperfection again. Did I not say, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect"? Single quote. Hence you are also able to do it, and then you would also be able to know and accomplish everything, like your Father in heaven. These words alone should encourage you to strive towards perfection, and then the state of limitation would no longer exist for you. Instead, you even doubt the truth of what you are told by those who have exceeded the limits, who take the spiritual path and have established such intimate contact with me that I myself can reveal the knowledge to them which concerns that which exists beyond earthly things, which cannot be fathomed by your intellect alone as long as you are not released from the original sin, which makes a working of the Spirit impossible. Hence the act of salvation first has to be accomplished in you, the guilt has to be redeemed which once obscured your spirit. But then you will be able to become enlightened again, and limitations will no longer exist for you, since this boundary had been erected by the guilt of the original sin. However, it can be removed at any time again as soon as the original sin no longer exists, as soon as it is redeemed through Jesus Christ, as soon as the person can be enlightened again by my spirit and the relationship with me has been established again as it was in the beginning. The fact that people have no knowledge of this demonstrates their state. It demonstrates that they are not yet redeemed from their original sin. It also demonstrates the lifeless faith people live in, although they proclaim to be Christians, who constantly speak my name and yet live their earthly life in complete spiritual blindness. And it is difficult to guide such people into a living faith in the strength of the Spirit, which wants to reveal itself and yet is only able to manifest itself in a few people. It is difficult because people have not ignited love within themselves and therefore cannot understand my great love which accomplished the act of salvation in the man Jesus. And as long as the act of salvation is not fully consciously made use of, people will remain in darkness, and the limitations cannot be exceeded by them. Amen.